Good Monday morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. Our producer is Matt Neely. Bill Ackerley, my brother and partner, is here with us in the studio. A couple of guest hosts with us today. Good morning, Lydia Aranda, on this Monday morning. How was your weekend?
Absolutely fabulous.
Great. Thanks, Lydia. And also Alan Kaith. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, Ed.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Have we known each other a while?
No.
No. first time caller.
long time listener,
first time caller.
Very keen.
Well, I just have to tell you, this is the show I just love. It's the Wonder Show, where we talk about the wonderful things that are going on at the University of Arizona. Sometimes the U of A gets a bad rap because certain things are in the press and on TV about things that are concerning perhaps at the U of A, but I always come back with there's a lot of wonderful, fantastic things that are going on at the University of Arizona, and one of those things is student learning and imparting some great teaching to some wonderful students at the University of Arizona. It's been my good fortune over the last 33 years to be a instructor at the University of Arizona, and this morning I've got three lovely, wonderful students with us who are going to introduce themselves and tell you who they are. Let's have you start with who you are and what city you're from, visiting close. So, Katie, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Katie Harrison, and I'm from Seattle.
Seattle, Washington. That's fantastic. Ava?
I'm Ava Diamond, and I am from San Francisco, California.
So we got the West Coast so far. We got Seattle and San Francisco. And PJ, where are you from?
Hello, good morning. I'm PJ Chavez, and I'm from Campbell and Irvington, right down the street.
I love it. I love
it. Is
that
Tucson?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to all three of you. These three students are part of a class called it's Marketing 425. It's called Applied Advertising. It's actually the first class that I started teaching 33 years ago, and I've taught it every semester for 33 years. It is a class in advertising and a class in giving a project. So, Katie, let's ask you, since I have to point out I embarrass Katie when I say this, but Katie has the good fortune this semester of, can you imagine being with me a lot? She is in three of my classes.
Oh,
this
my goodness.
you get
the gold star.
you have your fill of Dr. Ackerley after a week of this. But tell us a little bit about your experience in the advertising class and what is it like for you? What's going on in that class?
Yeah, it's been a great experience this semester. It is called Applied Advertising. So sure, we learn the textbook definition of advertising and what makes a good advertisement, but in this class, we also work as like an agency. We have a PR department, a creative department, while working on a project in this class.
Great. And Ava, tell us what your, other than the fact that I'm your favorite teacher, what's your favorite part of the class when we talk about applied advertising? Why are you here, and why is this important to you?
I chose this class because it is applied to the real world. I mean, we are working on a huge campaign, and I love that we will see it be implemented in the real world.
Great. And PJ, you know, you are getting a double dose here. You're also, you took me up on the offer of joining the ad team, which is the National Student Advertising Competition team. And congratulations to you and your team for taking third place last weekend in the National Student Advertising Competition District. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You did a nice job. Thank you for that. What's unique about this applied advertising class for you?
I feel it's just kind of like my classmates said, it's a real world experience, and you really get to understand how advertising is in the real life and real world, how it is working with different departments, having people rely on you, getting your stuff in on time, just doing your work. It's all stuff that I'm going to be required to do in the next couple of years. So it was really good to have a taste of it right before I enter the workforce.
So, Alan, you did a lot of applied advertising in your day, didn't you?
Still doing it. It never ends. Just a little helpful hint for you three. Once you have it, you're always using it until you're not around anymore.
Right.
When you say it's a real campaign that you're doing, is this truly like a local merchant, or is this just made up company that Ed has cooked up, but it looks real?
It's real.
Yeah. Is it as real as it gets?
Yeah. Katie, tell them what the campaign is and who the client is. So
Yeah, so our client is Invent to Prevent. They work directly with the Department of Homeland Security. So what we are doing are different college campuses work to create campaigns that minimize targeted violence on those college campuses.
That's fantastic.
And so they have a real client with a real challenge, with a real budget, and they get to come up with a real idea that actually is going to be implemented or can be implemented if they win. You're going to win, right?
And hot off the current topics.
Yeah, exactly.
Violence on campuses all over is such a big issue. Yeah.
So, PJ, you guys could have chosen from a bunch of different things, but the class chose an ideology. And what's that ideology?
It's incel ideology, which is basically involuntary celibate men who, they basically blame women for their perceived lack of romance or of any sort of connection. And that ultimately leads to misogyny and violence towards women that we're trying to not only raise awareness about, but obviously minimize in the future, because it is something that not a lot of people talk about and not a lot of people know about, including us when we first started. And it's just been really, it's a really, really been a pool of knowledge that we got to grow from, and we like it.
I hate to say this, but when the students brought this up and said, we want to do incel ideology, I'm looking like, okay, I've lived a long life and I know a lot of things, a little bit about a lot of things. I had no idea what they were talking about, and I had to do some research to find out about it. Had you guys heard about that before?
You know, I hadn't heard about it in those terms, but I'm really glad that there is an ideology named for that so that it can be addressed and right. Improved upon and informed on.
And did you know what
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did, because I have three daughters.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a growing thing, I think, isn't it? More and more every year. What is the issue? What's the core issue of this? Why does it happen, in your opinion?
Which one of you guys wants to take that? Why do you think that we have the people, even on U of A campus, that subscribe to this ideology? And you guys did a lot of research, so...
I think it's a lot of condensed feelings that turned into violence. And all those feelings, there's a ton of online forums where these incels tend to congregate and message each other and kind of foster these feelings into something bigger and more serious, which is why I think it has turned into more of an issue. And I think this term, this incel ideology, is fairly new. So now that there is a name for it, I think there is more like warning signs and ways that people can be aware and cautious of.
Great. When we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the challenge and what your group was challenged to do in the class and what you came up with and how you resourced that. And we'll do that right after the break. You're listening to Jump in Tucson. This is the Monday Wonder edition of Jump in Tucson. I'm with my co-host Alan and Lydia, and we've got Katie, Ava, and PJ here with us in studio. We'll be back in just a minute with another segment of Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is the Monday version, the Wonder version, where we talk about good things that are happening. We're with Ava, Katie, and PJ. They are three students from Marketing 425 who are from the Eller College. They're all seniors, and they're all doing great work in the educational realm, but they're applying their advertising skills in a unique way with a project for Adventure Partners for the Department of Homeland Security. And I just wanted to mention that it was 2 weeks ago on a Friday, the gentleman, or I guess we shouldn't call him a gentleman, the person that had called in the threats to sororities and even fraternities pleaded guilty to incel ideology and had threatened the lives of some sorority people and so forth. And they finally had him, pleaded guilty to that. So this is a real thing that happens on campus. I also just want to mention that the incel ideology was referenced in the unfortunate circumstances with Professor Meixner, who was assassinated basically on campus back in October 2022. And so this is an important issue, and these students have taken this on as a way to kind of share information with the community, make people aware, but also identify this so that it can be something that is discussed in public. Fallon, you had a question?
We're treating these people as if they are not able to be helped, at least that I see right now. Is there something in your real world marketing plan that, in addition to identifying these people, and there, would you say they're mostly men? Are there women that are incels too?
There's women that could have incel ideologies, but it's mostly a men. It's mostly male dominated.
So is there anything that is in your real life program that not only identifies these people, but is there something that helps them?
There's a couple different things in our campaign that we mentioned. So there's crisis lines, and not only crisis lines, but there's also the Love is Greater Than Hate, which is it's a program, or it's a website, but it's a program that basically tries to reduce this ideology and tries to help these men. There's also Reddit forums like Incel Exit that we've been trying to share and post around, where you could kind of get a group of men that have lived through this ideology or have kind of dealt with this ideology, coming together, speaking about how they felt, how they've gotten through it, and how to help others. So there's a couple different options that we're providing people who are trying to spread awareness of, but the main thing is bringing this ideology to light, because like we said before, not a lot of people are aware or know about incels in general. So just getting them to understand and to be aware of them, I feel like there's a lot of puzzle pieces that fall in place, and you start seeing it a lot more in a lot of different cases everywhere.
So Katie, you were a part of the PR team, so your job was to book this show and be involved in the PR side of things. Can you tell us a little bit about the shirts that you're wearing and the E2E that you have on your shirts, and how that campaign slogan came about and what that means?
Yeah, so our campaign, we decided to name it Educate to Eradicate, which our whole purpose is to educate the public and essentially get rid of this issue and minimize it the best that we can. The shirts that we're wearing, just like a walking symbol of our campaign. I know I presented to a few of my classes wearing this shirt just like as a symbol, so they know like who we are, as well as on the back we have a QR code that people can follow our Instagram and get more in-depth resources.
So Ava, let's talk a little bit about chips. Bags of chips and QR codes. What do bags of chips and QR codes have in common with each other?
Sure. So that was our sort of way to make sure that people were engaging. As Katie said, we went into classrooms to present, to give a little speech about what incel was. And so the QR code was people would scan it, and then they would be able to go to our website and be able to see more information about incels.
So you guys had talked about how do we get, at the University of Arizona, there's a zillion things that are happening outside of the Eller Building, the McClellan Hall, out on the campus and the main student union area, and over in the mall. Tons of things happening every single day. And, mm-hmm. and what I teach my students is they have to have a promotion with commotion. They have to do something that draws people. And we know that food, music, and giveaways and prizes and so forth is a great way to engage students. They'll be more apt to pay attention if they get a little something out of it. And so they wanted to do random acts of graciousness. And if you're at 2 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon, not in the morning, but in the afternoon, and you're in a class and you can pass out some snacks to some folks with a QR code on it, it tends to be noticed, which is kind of a creative idea. So that's cool. So PJ, you were on the creative team, correct? So what did you guys spend most of your time working on developing the campaign?
Most of my part was developing the Instagram. So we had an educational Instagram that basically gave you quick tips, quick guides into how to spot an incel, what an incel is, terminology, ways to help, just a bunch of different things for the Educate to Eradicate campaign, to kind of not only build it on campus, but build it as more of a something that could be moved onward past the University of Arizona.
Right.
I really like the approach of what you're saying. All of you are saying that it's about the informing and the education, but also the offer of help, so that it doesn't become a we versus they, so it doesn't become more antagonistic, but really an information for awareness and hopefully toward solution, toward healing, toward all those things that are a little bit more difficult, take a little bit more effort, but really are the ultimate goal. Not and eradication means get rid of the problem, the troublesome part, mm-hmm. but not without some healing.
Right. And this is a unique process too, because Steve Patterson, who is the vice president of the university, who came in, he's from the FBI, he came in and the president hired him to help implement the recommendations of the security team that had come in and evaluated what was going on at the U of A after that terrible experience. And mm-hmm. there were 31 initiatives that had come out of that particular exercise, and the university has implemented all of those, is implementing all of those, and is also adding some to that to make sure that students are safe on campus. I know that when President Robbins first came to the University of Arizona, when he was first getting started, he would have town halls, and he'd ask people what his number one responsibility was, and people would say, you know, hire a basketball coach, hire a football coach, be an ambassador, raise money, get good teachers, get good students, and go down a long list, and he would say, my number one responsibility as president of the university is to keep students safe, and when they come to the campus, that they leave 4 years later, that they're safe and everything is. So this important issue, which has come up on campus a couple of times now, is important for students to know about and for faculty members to be involved in as well, because it's, as you say, Lydia, it's kind of hard sometimes to, you know, if you where do you go if you kind of sense that something is happening? What do you do, and where do you go, and who do you tell? And maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but how do you do that?
That was the original problem with Meixner and the student.
Right.
He didn't know where to go. I mean, he did what he could do in terms of alerting his superiors, and his colleagues did the same thing, but there's no system set up back in 2022 to handle this.
Right.
I've got a question for anyone, and that is, you said incel, Ed mentioned that was an incel issue with Meixner and his student. They're both men. Are there incidents with women on women and men on men?
Who did the research on that? Did either of the three of you do that? I think what I gathered from it, get me if I'm wrong, it's, as Katie said, it's a bunch of pent-up emotions that manifest themselves in this this activity that happens, so whether it be violence just in the community or violence specifically against women, but it's caused by the ideology, which is this sense that they are being trapped in this thing. So it's an interesting mental perspective that these people have, but they act it out just random acts of violence, basically. So I think that's more along the lines.
I feel like the problem's a small seed that grows into a bunch of other violence that could potentially, because there was, I mean, in a lot of the, unfortunately, like there's incel ideologies found in some stuff with the Stoneman Douglas shooter and stuff like that, where that was obviously man on man and man on woman, and it's just it all forms from that sense of not having anybody or not being able to be socially accepted, and it kind of just stems into something a lot worse.
Yeah, and so this is a touchy issue to be talking about, to
yes.
have a group of students kind of having Katie and others having to go into the other classrooms and talk about it. And you actually gave a kind of a disclaimer at the beginning, right, and said...
So incel ideology is an uncomfortable topic to talk about. And what I found when I went into some classes, like, some people would laugh because it is a little uncomfortable to come into a class and just start talking about. But I think by the end of the presentation, like, people understood what a serious, like, issue this is, and to be more aware of, because it is closer than you think.
Right. And what they do is part of the applied advertising concept here is to test the students. So Katie would come in, or one of the representatives would come in, and they would ask the students, what do you know about incel ideology? And they would take a survey, and then Katie would walk them through, here's what it is, here's what's happened in the past, and these are places that you can go for help and so forth. And then they take the survey again, additional survey, and they can figure out, you know, that have they moved the meter of knowing some things. Well, when we come back after the break, we'll talk just a little bit more about applied advertising and the good things going on at the University of Arizona and the Eller College. We're with PJ, Ava, and Katie, and my co-hosts today are Alan and Lydia. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Monday edition of Jump in Tucson, the Wonder Edition, where we talk about the good things going on at the University of Arizona. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. I'm back. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley, Jump in Tucson with the Wonder Edition, talking about the good things that are happening at the University of Arizona. You're listening on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. I got Matt laughing back there. That's great. We're talking this morning. Well, Lydia Ronda's with us. Good morning again, Lydia.
Good morning.
Yeah, a wonderful Monday morning. We're talking about applied education, which is a concept to try and meld academic learning with typical lectures and textbooks and tests and final exams, which are coming up, by the way. These students have final exams coming up here soon. And then how we apply that to real-world experiences so students can get a kind of a sampling of what it's going to be like. So with us this morning are three of my wonderful students from our Marketing 425 class, from hailing from San Francisco. Ava Diamond, good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Yeah, and hailing from Seattle, Washington, the wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, rainy city of Seattle, Washington. Katie Harrison.
Good morning.
Good morning. And from right over at, what'd you say, Campbell
and Irvington.
Campbell and Irvington, right here in Tucson, a native PJ Chavez. Good morning to you, PJ.
Good morning.
You know, it's so great that the applied part is there, and I dare say not only preparing for real world, but preparing for hopefully graduate programs. There's a lot of the applied that goes into capstones and theses and projects that happen at the graduate level for anyone continuing on. So it's great prep.
Yeah. You know, this whole process of applied learning in this class, we've been using Adventure Partners, which is a company that Tony Scrow created. Tony was simply a student in class many years ago that said, I maybe can start a company. It's kind of like, I call it Match.com for educational institutions and industry, where he has matched organizations that want to reach the university population. You know, one of the things that being in the advertising business that our company's been in for 56 years, it's a little bit difficult to reach the University of Arizona population. We have some student media. We have the Wild Daily Wildcat. We have TV3. We have some other digital platforms where we can try and reach out to university students. But it's hard to reach university students, and these students find out that it's hard. You know, they get the rare fortune of getting to go into the classrooms and actually speak to a captured audience, but trying to find an advertising venue to try and communicate this value to students is hard to do. So you guys chose to talk about this project, which is called Educate to Eradicate, and to try and educate about the incel ideology. So what are some of the thinking that went into this, Katie, just about how we could tell this story to other students on campus and faculty to get them aware of what the opportunities are for learning and what might be something that they should be thinking about?
Yeah, so the way we approached how we are going to inform students and faculty at the school was, what do we personally, like, what are we attracted to when we're walking down the street? Say, there's a ton of booths that are set up around the campus, but I think a lot of us agreed that we do our best to avoid them at all possible. So we knew that if we went into classrooms, we could capture their attention immediately, have the teacher like advising over us as well. So mm-hmm. I think that was a way we got people to listen and to be more informed.
Right. Ava, can you talk a little bit about the structure of the class and how we actually break up into the different groups and so forth, and that there's a student directory? Talk about how that all works out, like a when we say applied advertising, we're actually forming a little advertising agency.
Sure. So we broke up into four separate groups, and we had, as Dr. Ackerley said, we had a student leader. And so we had PR, we had marketing, we had an operations and
creative.
Right. Sorry, thank you. And so we each sort of picked our own groups, and then from there, each team was sort of assigned specific tasks. And then as we started to get more and more deeper into the campaign, we realized that working individually as groups wasn't quite working too well. So we realized as a whole class, we had to work together and work on parts that may not technically be within our group, but that was something that we realized was a big pivot and turning point in the campaign for us.
Right. And, you know, it's a good learning experience when we apply those skills, that when you get assigned to a little group and you're over working on, as PJ was on creative, or Katie's working on PR. What group were you in, Ava?
I'm in marketing.
You were in marketing. So when you get into your group, you kind of are siloed and you're kind of doing your thing in your little group. But you still have to be aware of what's happening in the other groups and work collaboratively so that the marketing people aren't duplicating what the creative people are doing, that the PR people know what everybody is doing. And it's hard to keep that alive. And we got to give kudos and a shout out to Kelly Callahan, who did a great job of leading the group. And you know, it's not easy to get a bunch of students to come together, especially in their senior year in a spring semester when graduation is looming. And I had an interesting conversation with Kelly yesterday, actually. You know, she's kind of done, you know, and the conversation was, how do we finish strong? How do we finish our education strong? How do we finish this semester strong? And we picked some presenters and said, let's pick the best students we can to tell this story, and they're going to be a presentation. So, PJ, you're on that team. When is the presentation coming up for this?
It's on Thursday the 25th.
Yeah.
That's next week.
Yeah, next week.
Wow.
Well, it's this week, actually. It's this coming.
That's right. I'm looking at the wrong calendar,
This coming Thursday. And so you and I think five other people are going to actually tell the story to some guests from the University of Arizona and some people from Adventure Partners, and tell them about that. And so you have to do from beginning to the end, because they know nothing about it. And you have to, kind of what we did here today, tell people about what's going on. You looking forward to that?
I am. I was surprised by it, but I'm definitely looking forward to it now.
Well, you did such a good job over in Albuquerque when we presented the national case study for Tide. You did a great job, and so we felt that you would be a good addition to that team.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity. So did you guys bring a bag of chips for me today so that I could open up? Oh, you didn't. Oh, darn. I laugh with my students. I say, I shouldn't say this out loud, especially on the air, but you know, my wife
However,
my wife is a first grade. She's actually retiring this year. She's got just a couple weeks left. But you know, when Valentine's Day comes along or holidays, Christmas and all that, you know, she's a first grade teacher. So she gets, you know, flowers and candy and gifts and school stuff and all that, and wonderful things that people have given to her over the years. These little guys, you know, she's their first teacher experience ever, and so they just love her. They love Mrs. Ackerley, and she's fantastic. And so she comes home with this armful of gifts and so forth, and I always say to my students, like, I'll probably say it here on Thursday, there's a card outside if you want to leave your card or your gift or whatever. I don't get anything. You're not allowed to do that at the University of Arizona, but I do make fun of it because I think it's a funny thing. I did want to tell you that I do on this coming Wednesday, I get to go to the, what's it called? It's called Evening with the Stars, because the Elder College, the Dean's Council, actually gave me an award this year after 33 years of doing this. I got the Outstanding Marketing Professor of the Year in the Elder College.
Felicidades.
That's pretty cool.
Good
to get
for
that.
You.
So I think I'll take bags of chips with QR codes on them and pass them out to
it
everybody.
It sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah. So we'll have one more segment coming up here. We'll talk a little bit more about the future and what PJ, Ava, and Katie are going to do with their lives, and what their Swiss education is going to do to launch them into their own personal and professional careers, and what they're looking forward to do in their life, which is a similar story that all the students in this class, and I teach about 500 students over the course of a semester. This is what we're trying to do, is we're trying to get them launched into their career. So we'll talk just a little bit about that when we come back. You're listening to Jump in Tucson, the Wonder Version. This is Dr. Ed Ackerley along with Lydia Aranda and Alan Kaith. And we're talking with some students from the Eller College of Management about applied advertising and their wonderful case that they're working on for the Department of Homeland Security. So we'll be back in just a minute and wrap up and talk about the future of where these students will be headed after they graduate. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson on this Monday, where we're celebrating the wonderful things that happen at the University of Arizona. With me as a co-host today are Lydia Aranda and Alan Kaith, and thank you both for being here today. And we're going to finish up here to talk to three students. We have Ava Diamond from San Francisco, Katie Harrison from Seattle, and PJ Chavez from Campbell and Irvington. And we're going to talk a little bit just about, we're going to wrap up the campaign. So we have a real world project at the Eller College with real outcomes, challenges, real money. You guys have spent a couple $1,000s in implementing your campaign, and you're going to make a presentation on Thursday and just talk about the successes. And this is actually a competition, and if we do well in this, Katie, we could actually move on to a second round and go back to Washington, D.C. and prepare this. Would you be on that team? Because we need a couple of volunteers to go to Washington, D.C.
I would do it. I could do it.
Yeah, I love it. We kind of sometimes fall into that trap when the students graduate and we have to present in June and they're all off on their in different cities doing their thing. It's hard to get them together. I will say that this class has won the AT&T Challenge, the Credit Karma Challenge, and the Honda Challenge over the years. Our group has won first place in the nation a couple of times, and this group is hoping with their incel ideology campaign, Educate to Eradicate, you guys might be doing that. So let's talk a little bit about your graduations and you're moving on to your next stage in your life. So Katie, do you have a job set up yet? Do you know where you're headed yet, or you're kind of still working through that?
I'm working on it. I have a few interviews set up next week, though. So looking forward to post-grad life, and I'm excited to start my career.
Great, great. What direction are you going to head in? What are you going to try and be?
I think I'm going to start off in sales and, you know, get a good grasp on the professional world and then hopefully just move up from there.
Yeah, you know that when we get these degrees and we say that in 5 years you won't be working in the area that you think you're going to be working in mm-hmm. 5 years later, but that's a good goal. So Ava, what are you thinking about doing, and do you have a job yet, and are you thinking about doing, what are you thinking about doing?
I don't have a job yet, but like Katie, I also have some interviews lined up. I am hoping to go a little bit more the marketing route, but okay. We'll see what life takes me.
Do you care what city you go to?
Not at all. Wherever there's a job, I'll go.
have a job, we'll travel, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly. That's an excellent time to be able to say that, because, you know, in just a few short years, you're going to be tied down with houses and insurance and car payments and other things in your life, relationships and so forth. It's hard to pick up and move. So now this is the perfect time. Just go and go wherever you need to go. So PJ, what are you going to do? First off, you're going to make a presentation on Thursday, and we're going to also have you do a little interview again, probably on the ad team's auspices of winning that the third place. What are you going to do with your life? You're working now, but you're going to go do something fun, right?
Yes. I'm hoping to go into sports marketing or media marketing, mm-hmm. which is my ultimate goal. But right now, I'm just trying to get my foot in the door with advertising. So I've been applying to a bunch of places. I've been applying to a lot of places. Just trying to get my foot through the door, trying to build experience, and then hopefully move on to that.
Yeah, well, hopefully your education here at the University of Arizona has been great. You know, entrepreneurs and so forth, Lydia, that you work with and the small business alliance that you have, it's great to see these young people heading into the workforce and be able to represent the Eller College and the University of Arizona.
It really is. I think the subject matters that come up in classes and coursework these days really is very, well, always has been real world, but there's such an opportunity now to real time tackle issues, get experience, apply learning in the classroom to issues that are happening out in businesses, out in industry, out in society. And that's the excitement that comes from the development of technology and the communication styles that are allowing us to do that. We just have to be careful to not make certain presumptions or all of that. And that's where I think you, Ed, as Dr. Ackerley and your fellow colleagues That's where that kind of filtering comes in. I think the opportunity in all of your courses where you bring in guest speakers mm-hmm. from a number of different industries and a number of different experiences then help also. I'm just going to share a piece of advice that comes from many, many folks over the years, and that is that going into your professions is so exciting, and taking that step, and I do agree that in 5 years you might look and say, wow, I wasn't really sure about this industry or that, and a lot of changes are going to come, but you'll also see a lot of people who you may think have all the answers. And the truth is, we're not any smarter than you. In fact, you are coming out with so many smarts, but what we have indeed is a little more experience, a little further down the path. We've tripped and fallen a little bit. We've picked ourselves up a little bit, and we've been able to learn how to respond to all those kinds of challenges that come up. And that's where keeping in touch and not being afraid to ask for help and input is going to be great, because yeah. you're going to be able to share advice back just as much as you're going to receive it. So I look forward to hearing all the stories.
Yeah, I do too. I love it when my students check back in with me 5 years later and tell me what they're doing. So Katie, Ava, and PJ, congratulations on and hopefully Thursday your presentation is really powerful, and look, hopefully the client, Homeland Security, will judge yours to be one of the best in the nation, and I'm sure it is because you've done some great work, and good luck to you, all three of you, in your future. Good luck to you on Tuesday for the quiz. Good luck to you on Thursday for the presentation. Good luck to you on May 9th for the final exam. So let's get you through.
Study hard for that quiz tomorrow.
Well, yeah, let's get you through that. So this is the Great Wonder series where we talk about great things. I just wanted to give a shout out to Helena Pueyo, who is a former University of Arizona basketball player. She's fantastic, and her mentor, Sam Thomas, two good friends. Helena just got selected in the WNBA draft, number 22 overall, and she's headed to Connecticut to play professional ball, and just a great person and a real great ambassador for the university. So as these students are here that are with us this morning. So we want to thank them. We want to thank Lydia and Alan for being guest hosts today. Tomorrow, General Ted Maxwell will be here. Wednesday, Grant Kruger will be back. Maybe he'll talk about his escapades in Washington when he was gone last week, and Lydia was his host for the day.
Can hardly wait.
Yeah, Thursday, Tom Moulton will be here, and I'll be back coming up on Friday with success stories, business success stories. If you'd like to be interviewed on Jump in Tucson, the Friday show is where we share our business success stories. And on Mondays, I talk about the good things happening at the University of Arizona. Simply go to jumpintucson.com and let us know a little bit about you. And who knows, maybe you'll be right here live on the air as well. This is Tucson's only live local news talk station, KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. And we thank you for listening today. I just wanted to give a shout out and say I really appreciate the three of you students coming in and representing your class. I know we kind of we had a volunteer thing where you were out of the room when we said, who are the people that are going to go on the radio? And you accepted the challenge in absentia. No, you all volunteered for this. So thank you very much for being here. Katie, thank you and good luck to you in your search for a job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were great. I think you're the only student I've had in quite some time that's been in three of my classes all at the same time. So either you love me or you hate me after that. And Ava, good luck to you. And San Francisco is near and dear to our heart. My brother and I have a couple of sisters that lived most of their lives in San Francisco, so we love visiting there. And PJ, I lived all my life in Tucson, so that's a good thing. Well, thank you for listening to Jump in Tucson, the good things happening at the University of Arizona. We call it Wonder, and we'll be back with you. I will be back with you on this coming Friday, and thank you for listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice.